The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
With Rolene Marks, who was spiky last week, and I've inherited all your spikes today. How are you, Rolene?
Well, not all of them, because I am wearing some of them today.
I'm incredibly angry, Rolene. I live in a country that has taken such an unbiased, partial stance in respect of a complex that is just so unbelievably complicated. What is being reported on this Miss South Africa debacle from an Israeli perspective?
Oh, well, of course, it's one of the top stories right across the papers here in Israel. And I'm going to put on my other hat now as the head of public diplomacy for World Wheat, so something I do on a voluntary basis, by the way. But, we've joined in from outside.
Ro, are you back with me?
I'm back with you. So as I was saying, as a civil society organization, a social justice organization, why is the ANC or elements of the ANC using a non-political platform to launch an attack on Israel's sovereignty? Because to make the accusations that they have made and to actually reference somebody like Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who we must remember came into our house at Yad Vashem the last time in 1989 and called for Jews to forgive Nazis, I'd love to know where their head is at, not to mention the fact that there are many domestic issues in South Africa that could do with attention. Why this obsessive focus on a conflict that they're offered no solutions towards?
Ro, I know I'm being petulant. I'm the first to put up my hand and admit that I've been very petulant today, but I have to ask you. Last time I checked, South Africa and Israel enjoyed diplomatic ties. What on earth is Israel worrying about South Africa for? Is there not a significant portion of the Israeli public who's saying we don't need this in our lives?
You know what, we're looking at this, and the issue is not ties with South Africa, but what we are seeing is blatant discrimination against a beautiful, accomplished, empowered young woman who deserves every opportunity to attend and participate and proudly represent her country. You know, this year will be the first year in the history of the Miss Universe pageant that we will have a Miss United Arab Emirates and a Miss Morocco, which just goes to show you that the seeds of fruit, seeds of peace that have been planted by the Abraham Accords are really bearing fruit. You know, where else to inaugurate your beauty queens on the international stage than in Israel? And it shows you the trust that they have in our diverse and vibrant multicultural democracy. And it is absolutely preposterous by the ANC, BDS, and their supporters. And from what I understand, looking at polls and opinions in South Africa, not one that's shared by the South African public.
So I'm very glad you mentioned that, because I must say I have been pontificating a lot this afternoon, expressing my personal anger. But I do have to say, if one looks at the social media platforms, it seems to me that bar an extreme fringe, there absolutely is overwhelming support for her participation.
Well, this is it. And it shows you a government completely out of touch with the people, completely out of touch with reality, and certainly taking a step backwards from other developing nations who are, and the African continent, who are moving closer and closer to the Jewish state. You know, if they want to hang out with the tin pot dictators such as Venezuela or Cuba or other places, you know, that is to the detriment of South Africa. And you know, what is interesting to me is why they sent South African soccer team to the World Cup in Qatar, given Qatar's record on human rights, would they send with South Africa if the pageant was being held in China or 100%. Venezuela or any other country, countries with gross human rights violations? The singling out of the Jewish state, the double standards, the absolute hypocrisy, you know, just exposes something. And we're not using the term loosely here when we say that there are elements that are anti-Semitic. And I'm saying elements because I don't believe the entire government is anti-Semitic or supports this dribble.
No, I think you're calling it out for what it is. Rolene, another anti-Semitic issue over the weekend, pretty horrific this one, this time in Poland, death to Jews being chanted left, right and center. What is going on? Why? And what was the reaction in Israel?
Well, this was a march by neo-Nazis or ultra-nationalists, as the new vogue terminology is, taking place in Poland over the weekend. And the rhetoric is profoundly traumatic, not just because of what was said, but where it was said. In Poland, which is one of the largest graveyards in the world for Jewish people. But things, exactly like you were saying, death to Jews, books were burned. We know who last burned books and chanted death to Jews. Banners with Intifada Poland on, which shows you that there is a marriage between the far right and the far left. And this took place in Poland over the weekend. Our Foreign Minister Yair Lapid has roundly condemned this, as has the Polish President Andrzej Duda. He said that this is an absolute act of barbarism and is not indicative of Poland or Polish culture. And he went as far as to call it treasonous. So we know up till now at least three people have been arrested for ties to these demonstrations.
Interesting, specifically in Poland, where they've tried to legislate themselves guilt-free. You say that the government is, they do have what to say about this, though. That is interesting, Rolene. Is this maybe a turning point for the Polish state?
Well, we hope so. We also can't forget that Poland was one of the countries to step out of the Durban 4 conference and has made statements against anti-Semitism in the past. And, you know, we're hoping that relations between our two countries will thaw a little more. But the legislation, as far as Holocaust restitution is concerned, is particularly hurtful to us here in Israel and to Jews around the world.
Our last issue this afternoon, and if we do have time, I'd love you to also address the issue of the arrest of the Israelis in Turkey. But you want to talk about Israel and the U.S. partnering to combat ransomware?
Yes. So I just want to clear one thing up about the issue with Turkey. The Prime Minister has specifically stated it is a very delicate situation, and he's asked for no commentating. Okay. On it, we do know that diplomats have been allowed to visit the two, and they our government's doing everything that they can. That is, you know, all that we can say about that. But yes, the U.S. Treasury announced that Israel and the United States will be partnering up to combat ransomware. This is a growing threat to businesses, to countries around the world, and what we will be doing is establishing a bilateral partnership or a task force to address ransomware, which is a major cybersecurity issue.
Bro, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for your very balanced input and unemotional input this afternoon. Much appreciated.
Me and my sparky shoes, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, you will indeed.